Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
I'm Alan Stanford, and welcome to Lear in Longford. Our next scene comes from Act 3, Scene 4 of the play. Lear has gone out into the storm, gone out onto the heath. Remember, very important to remember that Gorald and Regan never throw him out. He's never thrown out of anywhere. He always goes by his own choice because he believes he still can. He's out in this most ferocious storm and still thinking, still behaving as if he had power. He's trying to have power over the storm. He says to it, "Blow winds and crack your cheeks. Rage, blow you cataracts and hurricanoes, spout." He's telling the storm what to do. The storm is drenching him. It's wiping him out. On top of all that, he's discovered a new word, and the word is need. He's discovered this word because it was presented to him. What need you, 5 and 20, 10 or 5? What do you need? He's got to now discover what he does need to be who he is, to answer his question, who is it that can tell me who I am? What is Lear? What is the essential Lear? This is the journey of discovery he's making. And out in the storm, he begins to address the question of what humanity is and what it needs.
Poor naked wretches, wheresoe'er you are, that bide the pelting of this pitiless storm, how shall your houseless heads and unfed sides, your looped and windowed raggedness, defend you from seasons such as these? Oh, I had taken too little care of this. Take physic pomp. Expose thyself to feel what wretches feel, that thou mayst shake this superflux to them and show the heavens more just.
Now in that, he's recognizing need. He's pitying the poor naked wretches that he's never pitied before. I've taken too little care of this. When I was king, I did nothing about it. Now I begin to realize what true need is, that pomp and wealth needs to share itself with those who are suffering and poor and hungry. And nature at that particular moment brings him face to face with the perfect example of the poor naked wretch. The wonderful ironic dramatic trick being that it's not really a poor naked wretch, it's actually Edgar from the Gloucester plot in disguise hiding.
Fathom and half, fathom and half, poor Tom.
Come not in here, uncle, here's a spirit, help me, help me.
Give me thy hand. Who's there?
A spirit, he says his name's poor Tom.
What art thou that dost grumble in the straw? Come forth!
Away, the foul fiend follows me. Through the sharp hawthorn blows the wind. Whoosh! Go to thy cold bed and warm thee.
Didst thou give all to thy daughters? And art thou come to this?
Who gives anything to poor Tom, whom the foul fiend had led through fire and through flame, through ford and whirlpool, or bog and quagmire, that had laid knives under his pillow and halters in his pew, set ratsbane in his porridge, made him proud of heart to ride on a bay-trotting horse over 4-inch bridges, to course his own shadow for a traitor. Bless thy 5 wits. Tom's a cold.
Now the importance in that scene is his realization about need, his realization about poverty, but he's still harping on the daughters. He's still going on, and he says to Mad Tom, who is Edgar, was it your daughters that did this to you? He can only see things through that perspective that it is his daughters that made him suffer. The mind is beginning to go, but he also realizes something about need. He makes a discovery about what is the essential man, and I think this is the pivotal moment in the play. In every play of Shakespeare, there always seems to be that one moment that is the true center and heart. You can have different opinions about it, but mine is a speech that comes shortly after this, when he looks at Edgar, Mad Tom, with the realization that that is all that man is. A poor, bare, forked animal that has nothing. That when you strip mankind down to its essentialness, it is the poor, naked wretch who owns nothing, who has nothing. And at that moment, that's what Lear wants to become. At that moment, he tries to tear his own clothes off. He says, I want to be like this. I want to be that pure. At that moment in the play, Lear has travelled from being a king all the way down to being nothing more than a man. And I would like to say thank you to Damien as Lear, Owen Minahan as Edgar, Neil Brennan as the Fool, and Brendan Masterson as Kent. We'll be right back.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m. rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.